们请翻开撒迦利亚书第十章。
And let's all turn to Zechariah chapter 10.
第十章。
Zechariah chapter 10.
我们知道从第九章以后它是一篇一篇的讲章。
And we know that after chapter 9, it's one article at a time.
它比较没有一个系统。
And it's not in any kind of system.
但是我们也可以各自这个分别来做了解。
And we could separate them and make an understanding.
好，第一节开始。
In verse 1.
第一节，当春雨的时候，你们要向发闪电的主来求雨，他必为众人降下甘霖，使田园生长菜蔬。这个地方提到呼吁以色列百姓要向神来求春雨。
And so here talks about that when you call out as an Israelite, you have to ask the Lord for rain.
那现在我们有几个疑问。
And so we have a few questions.
什么叫做春雨？
And what does it mean by spring rain?
以色列百姓他们通常是在11月的时候他们10月或者11月的时候他们就撒种或是栽种。
And so the Israelites, when they will be sowing the seeds around October or November,
那个时候下的雨呢叫做秋雨。
And the rain at the time is called the rain of autumn.
那这样的话，这个种子可以快速的生长。
And so the seeds can grow very quickly.
到了隔年三四月的时候。
And so the following year, maybe March or April.
他们要收割大麦跟小麦之前。
And so before they are to harvest the wheat and barley,
再下了一场雨,
and there will be another rain.
这叫做春雨。
And so this is called the spring rain.
所以秋雨被称为早雨。早雨就是因为他们在播种、栽种的时候。
And so autumn rain is also called the earlier rain because this is the time when they sow.
那到春天要收成以前下的雨呢叫做晚雨。
And so during springtime, when it's time to harvest, this is called the later rain.
这个雨下来以后呢，让这个麦穗哈可以更加饱满。
And so when the rain comes down, so the seeds can be even more of a fuller.
那这样就可以丰收了。
And so this there will be time for harvest.
所以春雨就是在收割之前所下的雨。
And so the spring rain will be the rain that comes before harvest.
那为什么要求呢？
And so why should they ask?
如果按照一般的正常的四季的运转这个很自然的呢，应该时候到就下雨了。
And according to the normal four seasons, when it's time to rain, it will rain.
我们从律法从这个摩西的律法里面可以看得到。
And from the Mosaic law, we could see this.
这个跟土地有关系。
And this has something to do with the land.
这块土地赐给以色列百姓。
And so this land is for the Israelites.
但是他们有没有尽本分守律法？
And so have they tried their best to observe the law?
那就决定这个五谷能不能丰收。
And so this will depend on whether the produce can be harvested.
所以如果他们离弃神，那么神就让天闭塞不下雨。
And so if they forsaken God, then God would not let the sky falls rain.
那就发生饥荒了。
And so that would be famine.
好，要向神来求雨。
And so they need to ask God for rain.
让他们能够丰收。
And so they can have a bountiful harvest.
也要降下甘霖。
And also there's also will be a shower of rain.
那当然他们要回转归向神。
And they have to return back to God.
蒙神喜悦。
And they have to be delighted by God.
那这样，那在那一块地上呢，就可以来享受神丰富的恩典。
And so on that field, they can receive bountiful grace from God.
那我们知道说，春雨、秋雨其实它也有一个预表。
So we know that spring and autumn rain, it has a significance.
从字面上来了解呢，就是一般的雨。
And so from the characteristic point of view, this is only a normal rain.
但是在字面之外还有一层的灵性的属灵的意义。
And so from besides the characters, there is a spiritual definition.
我们可以看一下约珥书第二章。
And let's turn to Joel chapter 2.
约珥书第二章。
Joel chapter 2.
约珥书二章，我们请看二十三节。
And Joel chapter 2 verse 23.
二十三节，锡安的民啊，你们要快乐，为耶和华你们的神欢喜，因为他赐给你们合宜的秋雨，为你们降下甘霖，就是秋雨、春雨和先前一样。我们再看二十八节。
Verse 28.
以后我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的老年人要做异梦，少年人要见异象。二十九节。
29.
在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女。啊，读到这里啊，啊，这是约珥先知的预言。
And so this is the prophecy of Prophet Joel.
就是神的灵要浇灌凡有血气的。
And so the Spirit of God will pour upon whoever that is flesh.
啊，已经预先做了一个预告啊，秋雨春雨呢要降下来。
And so it has predicted that the former rain and the latter rain will come.
那以色列百姓他们一直在等这个预言什么时候会应验。
And so the Israelites are waiting for this prophecy to be fulfilled.
那现在撒迦利亚书啊。这个先知呢，他也再一次的呼吁说要求。
And so, Zechariah prophets once again are asking people to pray.
我们知道，在使徒行传啊，当五旬节圣灵降临的时候
，And we know that in the Acts that when the Pentecost on the Pentecost day when the Holy Spirit comes down.
那当时候从十五个侨居地回来的人，他们看了就觉得很稀奇。
And so from 15 people from different places, when they came back, they were marveled.
就聚集了很多人。
And so they gathered many people.
彼得就利用这个时间赶快开了一场布道会。
And so Peter used his time to hold the evangelical service.
他一开始讲的。
And so he began to say.
就是引用约珥书二章二十八节以后的这一段话。
And to use the words in Joel chapter 2 verse 28.
这是他们一直在等候的。
And so this is something that they've been waiting for a long time.
现在他们看到了。
And so now they have seen this.
因此他们的心就开了。
And so their heart was opened.
哦，原来神借着约珥先知所预言的要应验，现在就在我们的眼前呢。
And so whatever that was spoken through Prophet Joel will happen in front of our eyes today.
他们就相信了。
And so they believed.
因为圣灵也开始做工了。
And because the Holy Spirit have started its work.
所以听了这个道理啊，他心里觉得扎心。
And so after hearing the sermon, they felt the heart being pierced.
感动，然后他们
very moved.
就问我们该怎么做才能得
救。And so they asked, what should we do in order for us to be saved?
那撒迦利亚先知他说，当降春雨的时候要祷告，要求。
And so, Prophet Zechariah said that when the rain comes, you have to ask the Lord.
所以也是吩咐门徒说不可以离开耶路撒冷。
And so Jesus also instructed the disciple not to depart Jerusalem.
等候保惠师来。
And to wait for the counselor to arrive.
啊，用圣灵来洗你们个人。
And Holy Spirit will be washing you all.
啊，他们就真的留在耶路撒冷啊。在一间楼房上面同心合意的恒切祷告。
And so they indeed remained in Jerusalem and on the building they prayed earnestly.
祷告当中五旬节到的时候圣灵就降下来。
And so when the on Pentecost Holy Spirit came down.
所以圣灵是要求的。
And so Holy Spirit is something that you have to ask.
这个就是从旧约的先知一直在预言神所应许的。
And so this is throughout the prophets of the Old Testament that they have been predicting that will come.
好，我们翻回来看撒迦利亚书第十章。
And so let's turn back to Zechariah chapter 10.
那它有字面上的意思，就是对当代人来讲。
And so you have this characteristic view that this is for the people at the time.
我们再看一看对他们讲了什么信息。
And we could see that what kind of message was portrayed.
第二节提到说因为这是要责备他们嘛，他们有一些拜偶像的这个作为。
And so verse 2 is talking to them. This is actually rebuking them because some of them have started to worship idol.
这里所说的家神啊，跟普世啊，还有这个做梦者啊，这些都是指着拜偶像，或是借着这个邪术啊，来求问这个鬼神的这个方法。
And idols and diviners and dreamers are using sorcery and to worship God.
是表示说他们当中有人呐、啊，是拜偶像啊，求问呐、啊。借着邪术在求问假神。
And so many people are using sorcery to worship a false god at the time.
那就得白白的得安慰了。
And so they would comfort in vain.
啊，只是在话语上讲完，但是实际上他们后来的境遇也没有变好。
And because they would speak of this on the surface, but their conditions was not improved.
那这个结果就是众人像羊流离啊，因为没有牧人，然后就受苦了。
And so the people went their way like sheep. They are in trouble because there's no shepherd.
这是指的以色列他们当中哈，以色列百姓当中，他们这个有牧人好像没有牧人。
And so this is saying that the people of Israelites, it seems like they have shepherd, but there's no shepherd.
其实是有牧人，但是好像没有牧人。
And but it seems like they have a shepherd, but actually no shepherd.
没有发挥他的作用出来。
And because the shepherd was ineffective.
第三节
verse 3.
所以神的怒气就向牧人来发作了。
So my anger is kindled against the shepherds.
他们并不是把百姓带到神面前来。
And because they have not brought the people to God.
因此呢，我们就可以知道说，那这样的话呢，这个春雨就不会按时候降下来了。
And so we know that this latter rain will not come on time.
因为他们违背了神的律法了。
And because it is the time that they went against the laws and decrees of God.
没有尽义务，就没有办法来享权利啊。
And so without fulfilling your duties, then you have no reason to partake in any rewards.
虽然住在这块土地，但是雨不下来，你怎么办？
And although you're dwelling on this land, if the rain does not come down, then what can you do?
这个信仰啊，已经败坏了。
And so your faith has greatly deteriorated.
那就因为牧人的关系了。
And because of the sake of shepherds.
那现在神的怒气要向牧人来发作。
And so his anger will be kindled against the shepherds.
往下看。
And then we will read on.
神说他要惩罚公山羊。
And God will punish the goatherds.
这个就是非常凶猛，一样，这是一个比喻。
And so this is very severe. Again, this is a comparison.
这个山羊都是比较凶猛啊。
And the goatherds are usually very fearsome.
互相会用那个角去抵触对方。
And so they will use their horns to attack one another.
它是是主耶稣所说的比喻里面呢，这个把它放在左边的是这个凶暴的，没有怜悯的。不能得救的。
And so this is in Jesus' parable will be separated to the left side because they cannot be saved.
那这个就用来做比喻啊。
And so this is being used as a parable.
不尽职的这个牧人。
And so this is a shepherd that does not properly perform his duties.
所以神要处理这个事情。
And so God will interfere in this matter.
那底下呢，神就亲自出来要牧养这个羊群了。
And then God will step out himself and personally visit the flock.
因为这些人，这些羊没有牧人呢，就流离了。
And because the sheep without the shepherds, they will scattered.
所以神现在要亲自来眷顾他的家啊，眷顾他的羊群。
And so God personally will show care to his own house, his flock.
然后呢，要让这些羊群呢变成骏马。
And would turn the flock into horses.
那就是要展开一场征战了。
And so this will be a battle.
第四节
verse 4.
这边有提到几个东西。
And here talks about a few things.
这个都是出于神的作为。
And these are all from the actions of God.
这个房角石就是建造房子的时候最重要的那块石头。
So the cornerstone is the stone, is the most important piece of material when building a building.
那这个钉子呢，就是说你搭了帐篷以后呢，它钉在把这个帐篷啊钉固定起来的那个钉子。
And so the tent peg is the one that will secure the tent.
底下说征战的弓啦，一切掌权的啦。
And also the battle bow and from every ruler together.
这些都是从神来的。
And these are from God.
就表示说神要兴起非常刚强的这些人出来为他所用。
And so God, it represents that God will revive some of the most fearsome men for him to use.
第五节就说了，他们要像勇士一样。
In verse 5 it says, they shall be like mighty men.
那就将仇敌践踏在街上的泥土中。
And who tread down their enemies in the mirror of the streets in the battle.
那么神要与他们同在。
And so the Lord shall be with them.
那这些原来是羊群。
And so these used to be the flock.
但是现在变成骏马。
And now they became horse.
所以那些骑马的人呢，也会必羞愧，就是不如这些羊群呢。
And so the riders on the horses shall be put to shame.
啊，那这到底是指的哪一个时候呢
？And so what is this referring to?
啊，如果这个预言是讲过去，那就不算是预言。
And if this prophecy is talking about the past, then this is not a prophecy.
过去当然有这种现象。
And of course, the past would not have this event.
这个语义之下呢，啊，似乎是遥遥的指着未来，他们这种现象呢还会再发生。
And so, they are kind of talking about what's to be unfold in the future.
哦，也就是在未来的这个末世的时候的发展呢，他们还是要经历过一些黑暗的事情。
And so, the future developments of the end times, they would need to go through some dark eras.
哦，那神还是要把他们带起来。
And so God will bring them up.
这个第十章跟第十一章哦，这个预言呢有相关联。
And in chapter 10 and chapter 11, these prophecies are somehow connected.
那么第十章啊，解释上比较容易，我们就不花太多时间了。
And so it's more easy to explain chapter 10, so we will not spend so much time.
好，那第六节以后。
So after verse 6.
啊，神带领他们征战，所以当然就被拯救了。
And of course, God guided them to battle, so they were saved.
所以他们要被领回。
And so they were being brought back.
神要怜悯他们。
And God will have mercy on them.
哦，那么我们神要听他们的祷告。
And God will listen to their prayer.
第七节所说的，他们要像勇士。
And verse 7 it says that they will be like a mighty man.
啊，他们的心就必因主来喜乐。
And their heart shall rejoice because of the Lord.
啊，第八节。
Verse 8.
那神要吹出口哨啊，聚集这些人过来。
And God will whistle them and gather them.
啊，神已经救赎他们了。
And God has delivered them.
他们人数要增加。
And so they shall increase in number.
那么神虽然曾经播散他们在列国，但是现在要把人带回来。
And so God has sold them among the peoples. Now they should be brought back.
第十节。
Verse 10.
神要再一次的领他们出埃及。
And God will once again bring them from the land of Egypt.
要召聚他们出亚述。
And gather them from Assyria.
领他们到基列和黎巴嫩。
And bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon.
那人数很多，所以这个地都不够他们住了。
So until there's so many people, no more room is found for them.
好，十一节。
Verse 11.
他们必经过苦海。
And they shall pass through the sea with affliction.
击打海浪。
Strike the waves.
使尼罗河的深处都枯干。
And the depths of the river shall dry up.
这表示在征战当中非常的激烈。
And so this talks about this battle is very intense.
啊，这个埃及要被制服。
And so Egypt will be conquered.
那亚述呢？亚述的骄傲呢？要变成卑微。
And the pride of Assyria should be brought down.
啊，埃及的权柄呢？要必然呢灭没了。
And the scepters of Egypt shall depart.
那以色列百姓一直的坚固啊，来依靠神。
And so the Israelites will be strengthened in the Lord and trust Him.
神要再一次把人带回来。
And so God will once again bring them back.
那么有关于这一段的预言啊。
And so about this part of the prophecy.
如果我们对照历史来看。
And if we refer back to history.
啊，就是啊，在主前四百年哈。到主耶稣降生这一段，我们称为两约之间，就是说旧约跟新约的中间的这一段历史，没有书卷出来的这一段大概四百年的时间。
And so from 400 BC until the coming of Christ, we said that this is between the two testaments, between the Old Testament and the New Testament. This is without any recordings.
有关于这个以色列历史当中所记载的。
And this is regarding all the recordings in Israel.
啊，那个当中他们建立的一个叫做马加比的王朝。
And so they have established. 马加比。
啊，你知道这个发音就翻就好。这个圣经里面没有了哈，马加比王朝。
啊， Maccabee dynasty.
好，那这个当中，他们以色列百姓啊，他们也像这个地方所说的哈啊，再一次的回到这个啊，就是建立的这个马加比王朝。
And so they would be coming back to this dynasty that was established.
我们知道这个撒加利亚先知，他那个时候大概主前五百多年的时间嘛，都520或是510左右。
And so Zechariah was from the time about 500 to 510 BC.
所以以前的预言呢，都已经是应验了。
And so all the previous prophecy has been fulfilled.
他们都真的回来了。
And they indeed came back.
可是他们还要经过啊。这个黑暗时期
and they need to go through this dark era.
有牧人啊，这个偏离了自己的职守
and so some of the shepherds have departed away from their duties.
百姓像羊啊，没有牧人，流离失所
and just like flock without any shepherd, and they have scattered.
因为波斯之后呢，就是希腊帝国
and because the after the Persians is the Hellenist.
他们在希腊帝国的蹂躏底下也吃足了苦头。
And under the Greek Empire, they have really suffered.
所以神再次把他们交给这个希腊。
And so once again, they will be given to the Hellenists.
但是呢，他们也曾经一段时间呢，可以力量可以起来啊，建立一个王朝，稍稍可以在以色列境内跟希腊帝国来做一个抗衡。
And so they will be established a dynasty within the kingdom of Israel and kind of go against the Hellenists.
所以既然预言是讲到未来的。
And so if the prophecy is talking about the future,
这个部分呢、啊、这是有一个这是部分的应验、啊、不是全部是部分的应验。
And so this is a partial revelation.
那另外第二个我们看得到的这个历史。
And so another part that we can see,
就是主耶稣降生以后。
And so this is after the birth of Jesus Christ.
因为在主前的146年。
And so 146 BC,
希腊帝国就被罗马帝国灭掉。
And so the Greek Empire was destroyed by the Roman Empire.
所以整个肥沃月湾啊，中东地区哈、啊，这个地中海沿岸的地区呢，又落在、啊、罗马帝国的统治底下。
So within the peninsula of the Mediterranean seas, everything was fallen under Roman Empire rule.
所以主耶稣他降生的时候，是就是罗马帝国在统治。
And so After Jesus Christ was born, this was under the Roman Empire jurisdiction.
到主后的七十年。
And so this is 70 AD.
耶路撒冷城再一次被攻破。
And so Jerusalem city once again was attacked.
然后那一次的破坏非常的彻底。
And so this attack was very severe.
就是主耶稣在马太福音23章里面所说的。
And so this is what Jesus has said in Matthew chapter 23.
我一直要招聚你们，像母鸡在招聚这个小鸡一样。
And so I wanted to group you together just like a chicken grouping its hen.
但是你们都不愿意。
And but you're not willing to do that.
那么有关于这个后来耶路撒冷城的这个命运呢，主耶稣说：“哎呀，你们不知道。”
And so regarding the commandments of Jerusalem, and it was said that you didn't know about this.
到最后，你们的家要变成荒场了，荒凉了。
And so your household became desolate again.
甚至呢，一个石头没有叠在一个石头上。
And it seems like one stone was not laid on top of another.
因为呢，这个罗马兵啊，提多将军他攻进这个耶路撒冷城的时候。
And because the Roman Empire, when they attack into the city of Jerusalem,
他们为了要啊，就寻找这个金子。
And in order for them, because they wanted to search for gold,
他们就把这个石头啊，跟石头叠起来这个部分呢，就把它翻开。
And so any places where they have seen a stone on top of one another, they will take it apart.
看到这个金子是不是有藏在那个石头缝当中
？And so they wanted to see whether gold was hidden between the stones.
是不是可以说是再一次的王国
？And so this will be once again that their kingdom have destroyed.
那那一次王国呢？这整个以色列百姓可以说就跑到了世界万国去了。
And so during that collapse, the Israelite people have scattered throughout the world.
他们跑的地方啊，又比两千，这个主前722年跟主前的586年，北朝南朝那两次王国逃的地方更远了。
And so that this time they would even go further from between the time of 722 BC to 582, that this they would go even further.
啊，所以一般来讲说，王国两千年是比较确定是指着主后七十年这一次。
And so when they say that, if their kingdom was perished for 2,000 years, this is specifically pointed out to, the second time when their kingdom was destroyed.
啊，一般来讲呢是就是指的这一次了。
And so this is pointing to this event.
那事实上我们可以看得到，以色列百姓他们在历史上啊，历经两次的大灭亡。
And so historically, we can see that the Israelites have gone through two catastrophic annihilations.
根据一些历史的资料统计，哈，主后七十年，罗马将军攻进耶路撒冷城，然后整个百姓被杀害很多，大概哈犹太人被杀害，那个时候大概有100万人被杀害。
And so according to history, that the general of the Roman Empire attacked in Jerusalem, 70 AD.There was about 1 million Jews that was killed.
他们把主耶稣钉在十字架。
And so they had crucified Jesus on the cross.
他说这个流无辜人血的罪呢，就归到我们跟我们子孙的头上。
And they said that the sin for shedding innocent blood will be coming onto me and our descendants.
然后你看二次世界大战呢，德国纳粹，啊，这个犹太人被杀害的至少有600万以上。
And so during the Second World War, the Nazi of Germany killed about 6 million Jews.
我们就看到这个是一个多灾多难的这个民族。
And we could see that this tribe is one that has much affliction and calamity.
因为他们多次的离弃神。
And because they have forsaken God many times.
那就漂流在世界各地。
And they have wandered throughout the world.
可是到1948年。
But until 1948,
神再让他们回到以色列。
And God allows them to be returned back to Israel.
所以我们从第九章以后啊，有关于归回的预言，是指的更往后的这个部分。
And so after chapter 9 regarding returning back, the prophecy of returning back, this is talking about much later on.
啊，那这个也跟主前，就是说撒迦利亚先知之前。预言的先知，啊，讲预言的先知所说的，啊，后来那个部分呢，就是重叠了，啊，撒迦利亚先知又讲的时候又重叠了。
And so, the prophecies at the prophets at the time and kind of collided with the prophecy of Zechariah, and it's actually one atop another.
啊，历史不断的在重演。
And so history is repeating itself.
啊，我们再看它。
And let's read on.
那现在我们要来看第十一章了。
And let's read chapter 11.
第十一章跟第十章它有一个前后呼应的关系。
And chapter 11 and chapter 12 would have a connector.
第一节到第三节好像一首哀歌一样，先预告有灾祸会临到。
And verse 1 to verse 3, it's talking about the sound of wailing because the they have a big calamity is coming.
这里提到有几个地方，黎巴嫩啊，黎巴嫩啊，黎巴嫩香柏树。
And here talks about a few things, Lebanon and a cedar tree.
啊，第二节说松树。
And cypress.
啊，要哀嚎。
And will be weeping.
这是诗歌的形式在描写。
And so this is a description through Psalms.
这些都要倾倒，啊，都要被毁坏。
And all these trees will be ruined, they will be destroyed.
那第三节说，听啊，有牧人哀嚎的声音。
And also in verse 3 that there will be the sound of wailing of shepherds.
因为这个草场呢都已经被毁坏了。
And because everything was in ruins.
好，所以这个狮子就跑出来。
And so the lions will be coming out.
那本来约旦河边的这个丛林呢，是满了这个花草树木，但是现在也都已经荒废了。
And so also the pride of the Jordan is in ruin as well.
啊，用这样的一个形容哈，描述说，有很大的灾祸要临到。
So through this depiction that a great disaster will come.
然后呢，第四节以后呢，才开始讲到底为什么。
And verse 4 talks about why.
那这个就跟第十章可以合起来一起看。
And so we could relate this back with chapter 10 together.
那这个第四节到十七节这一段。
And so from verse 4 to verse 17.
他又回到现实面来了。
And so again, it's coming back to current time.
第十章他是一直用讲的。
And chapter 10 is they were just basically saying this verbally.
但是四节到十七节，这里就回到现实状况，又是撒迦利亚先知他做一些事情，回到现实的生活里头。
And from verse 4 to verse 17, this is what Zechariah prophet have done in the current era.
那他做两件事情。
Now he has done two things.
就是首先扮演一个忠心的牧人。
And he became a loyal shepherd.
再来扮演一个不忠心的牧人。
And then he will become a disloyal shepherd.
那他真的去牧羊。
And he would indeed go out and shepherd.
先知他讲信息，他表达信息的方式有几个。
And so when the prophet is proclaiming a certain message, there are a few methods.
用话直接说
，and verbally，
这是最普遍的
，and this is the most common，
而且又可以有互动
，and there's interactions，
可以最直接的
，and this is the most direct，
他随走随传，他可以到很多地方去讲
，and he could go and preach throughout the different locations。
第二个是用文字把它写下来
，and the second way is to be to write it down in a literature，
给当时有人看。
And so it could be shown to the people.
这个也可以给后人的看。
It could be shown to the people later on.
那第三个他表达的方式。
And third is the way that he would explain himself.
就是用行动来表达。
And so this is through actions.
他做一件事情。
When he does one thing.
这个事情是一个记号，它是有意义的。
And so this thing has a mark and it has some meaning to it.
让以色列百姓看，然后他有他的教导。
And so when the people of Israel, when they saw this, then it would have its teachings.
像这个耶利米先知、以西结先知都有这样啊。
And just like prophet Ezekiel and Jeremiah is the same.
你看那个弥迦先知他就赤身露脚然后在这个街上走。
And just like prophet Micah, he would be naked and walking on the streets.
那这为什么呢
？And why is this the case？
就是告诉以色列百姓说，你们国家要灭亡啊，你们要被掳去了，你要变奴隶了，变俘虏啊。俘虏就是人家把你的衣服扒光啊，你来不及这个逃脱啊，仓皇之间没有穿鞋子啊，你们要像这样，
and、
像我、
so、
像这样。
This is telling the people that you will be captives and you have no time to gather your things. You will be naked just like what I am now, and you need to flee.
像那个何西亚先知。他娶了歌篾为妻。
So just like Hosea prophet married a woman.
那他的妻子又背叛他了，去爱另外一个情人了。
And his wife actually betrayed him, so she loved another lover.
那他又被他的太太又被情人给抛弃了。
And so again, he was abandoned by his wife.
很贫穷，没有办法生活。
And so he was in poverty, and he cannot live.
这个前妻呢，就卖身为奴，去帮人家当做苦工啊，当仆婢。
And so the original wife basically became servants for other households.
神对何西亚先知说。
And so God said to Prophet Hosea,
你去把她带回来。
And why don't you bring her back?
那何西亚先知他就把他家里的钱这个翻箱倒柜一直找出来，只有一半。后来呢，把后面家里的那个大麦要养生的大麦呢，通通奉上去，刚好可以把他太太给赎回来。
And so Prophet Hosea turned his house upside down and found only half of the amount that he needs. So he brought some barley that he would use as food and was able to redeem his wife back.
我们这样讲，好像很轻松就带过去了。
And when we talk about it this way, it seems like it's very casual.
但是这个看到何西亚先知他的爱。
And but for this, you could see the love of Prophet Hosea.
最大的伤害是背叛。
And so the greatest, the most painful thing is betrayal.
最大的爱是包容背叛。
And so the greatest love is to forgive this betrayal.
先知就是做这个事情。
And so this is what the prophet have done.
那以色列百姓他看到先知他娶淫妇为妻，他们会想说：“你怎么娶淫妇为妻啊？”
And so when the Israelites saw that their prophets has married a harlot as wife, and then they would accuse him.
这个行动剧的演出哦，给人一个张力。
And so through the action of this scenery, it shows people something.
他们会去思考。
They know how to think.
啊，为什么这样？
Why is it the case?
所以何西阿先生他一篇一篇的信息就跑出来啊，你们不是这样吗
？And so Prophet Hosea wrote one epistle at a time and said that you're the same.
神把你们带回来。
And so God has brought you back.
所以那个震撼会很大。
And so this is very shocking.
三种方式表达。
And three different ways to portray.
语言、文字，还有一个简单的行动，行动剧。
And through verbally and through literature, and then the last one is through action.
这个悲剧永远都是会感动人的。
And so the tragedy will always impact the person.
看到很多电影哦，悲剧的剧情才会记得。
And so watching many movies, you only remember the scenes for the tragedies.
这个莎士比亚的文集哈，莎士比亚它是西方文学的一个鼻祖嘛。
And so Shakespeare is one of the most read literatures in the Western world.
他笔下的人物大概都是悲剧。
Most of the characters under him is all, they're all tragic.
那个王子跟公主从此就过着幸福快乐的生活，那个我们都忘掉了。
And so, if the prince could live ever happy ever after with princess, this kind of storyline we will forget very quickly.
莎士比亚的文学就是受圣经文学的影响。
And the literature of Shakespeare actually was.Influenced by the literature of and the Bible,
so 不要小看先知书啊。
And so do not look down or despise the prophetic books.
它有最感人的东西。
And so there is something that's even more touching.
所以先知当中就是何西阿，他能够体会到神心中的那个痛，他能够用一个更宽广、更深沉的爱去表达出来。
And Prophet Hosea was able to understand and really feel the painfulness of God, and he can use a more profound and deeper way of portraying himself.
好了，现在我们回到撒迦利亚书十一章。
And so let's turn back to Zechariah chapter 11.
先知他做了两个，扮演两个角色。
And so the prophet fulfilled two duties here.
第四节开始。
And from verse 4.
神对撒迦利亚说。
And God said to Zechariah,
要牧养这将宰的群羊
and feed the flock of the slaughter.
啊，当然这是指的后来的要发生的。
And so this is talking about later on.
这个百姓啊，好像待宰的羔羊一样。
And so the people are like the flock that's ready for slaughter.
买他们的宰了他们。
And whose owner slaughters them?
他们认为理所当然，没有罪啊，他们不觉得有罪啊。
And they feel no guilt.
那卖他们的说：“哎呀，神给我赚了一笔呀、啊，神应该这个称颂的。”
And those who sell them says, "Blessed be the Lord, for I am rich."
牧养他们的也不怜惜。
And their shepherds do not pity them.
啊，所以不管是牧养的、买的、卖的啊，这些都是不忠心的人、啊、
And for I will no longer pity the inhabitants of the land.
所以神说：“我不再怜惜了。”
And so the Lord says that I will not pity them.
我要将这百姓交给个人的邻舍和他们的王的手中。
And I will give everyone unto the neighbor's hand and unto the hands of his king.
他们必毁灭这地，我也不救他们了。
And they shall attack the land, and I will not deliver them from their hand.
这个情况就像十一章一开始的一到三节的这个哀歌。
And so this situation is kind of like the beginning of chapter 11 from 1 to 3, this crying of the desolation of Israel.
就像十章的二节三节所说的。
And just like recorded in chapter 10, verse 2 and 3.
所以他现在有两个问题啊。
And so there's two questions here.
牧人不忠心。
And so the shepherd is not loyal.
那这些羊群呢？这些羊群也不听话。
And so the flock would not listen.
羊群不顺服神，不听神的命令。
And so the flock would not be obedient to God and does not heed to His commandments.
那这个牧人也不禁止。
And so the shepherd would not stop them from doing so.
所以现在神就叫撒迦利亚先知说：“你去扮演这两种角色。
”And so God instructed Zechariah to act as two different roles.
先扮演一个好的牧人。
And one you will be a good shepherd.
啊，但是这个好的牧人要被群羊给。把这个把他抛弃哈，弃绝他。
And so this good shepherd will later on abandon the flocks.
啊，这个就要讲到主耶稣了。
And so actually the shepherd will be abandoned by his flock. So this is referring to Jesus.
所以这个地方撒迦利亚先知他扮演的角色呢，就是要来预表主耶稣他的角色。
And so the role that Zechariah is to be played here, this is a prefiguration of Lord Jesus Christ.
那现在我们先从字面意思来解释。
And so from the character contents, we will make a description.
解释完我们再做一个整合。
So after we explain it, then we will make a summary.
第七节。
Verse 7.
所以他就去牧养了。
And so he went to shepherd the flock.
好了，牧养他就拿两根拐杖。
And so he was holding two staff.
一根称为荣美。
And one is called the beauty.
一个是称为连锁。
And the other is called bonds.
所以他就牧养羊群了。
And so he started to feed the flock.
第八节。
Verse 8.
结果呢，一个月以内啊，他除灭三个牧人。
And so within one, I dismissed the three shepherds in 1 month.
因为我的心厌烦他们。
My soul loathed them.
啊，他们的心也嫌弃我。
And their soul also abhorred me.
就是说，他统管这个牧养的工作。
And because in unison they carry the same work in guarding the flock.
但是呢，连续有三个牧人啊，不合他的心意呢，他就把他们解聘了。
But there are three shepherds that he loathed them, so he dismissed them.
因为他的要求很高啊，
because he has high standards.
这个不尽职的就不要走开。
So if this is not fit for the role, then you should leave.
好了，那现在问题出来。
Now there's a problem.
他厌弃这些人，那些人也嫌弃他。
And because he loathed these people, and these the shepherds also abhorred him.
还有这些羊群呢？
And what about the flock?
这羊群也不喜欢这个牧人呐。
And so the flock dislikes the shepherd.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我就说了，我不牧养你们呐。
And I will not feed you.
要死就由他死吧。
And let what it is dying die.
要上网就由他上网嘛。剩余的由他们彼此相食啊，相咬相吞啊。
Let what is perishing perish, and let those that are left eat each other's flesh.
好，这个就是指的以色列百姓弃绝主啊。
This is referring that to the Israelites abandon God.
不是牧人不牧养他们呢、啊。
It's not the shepherd that does not.
就像主耶稣所说的，历代以来啊，他多次多方的差派先知来警告以色列百姓，但是他们不听啊。
And just like what Jesus has said that throughout different times in history, he has sent prophets to bring them warnings, but they would not listen.
甚至他们把神所差来的这个先知都把他杀害了。
And they even killed some of the prophets that were sent by God.
包括这个原主哈，主耶稣说的比喻，这个原主差他的儿子来的时候，他的儿子也被杀掉了。
And even
就是主耶稣被杀了。
And even when Jesus, the original Lord that came over, he was killed himself.
所以不是不牧养他们。
And so this is not, fulfilling duties as shepherd.
那我们就清楚知道啊，这一段就在讲以色列百姓弃绝他们的主啊。
And so this section is talking about the Israelites forsaking their Lord.
这个真牧人、忠心的牧人反被弃绝了。
And so the true shepherd was actually dismissed.
好，继续往下看哈。
And so we will read on.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我就折断那称为荣美的杖啊。
And I took my staff beauty and cut it in two.
啊，这本来是恩典的约哈，现在废掉了，所以神说废掉跟百姓所立的约了。
And I might break the covenant which I made with all the people.
好了，那当初这个立的约呢，要来管理牧养这些羊群。那现在呢，说不好了，不好那就废掉了，这个约就不算了。
And so originally that he was looking to shepherd the flocks, but now this does not happen, so the covenant will be broken.
所以十一节说，当日就废掉了。
And so verse 11 it says that it was broken on that day.
那么这样，那些仰望我的困苦羊就知道所说的是主的话了。
And thus the port of the flock who were watching me knew that this was the word of the Lord.
但是这个他们必须要付出代价才能够明白。
And but they would need to pay a certain consequences before they could understand.
好了，那现在不做这个工作了，不做工作，那到底要给你多少钱呢？
And so now this work is not to be done anymore. So how much wage should it be paid?
那撒迦利亚先知就说了。
And so Zechariah said,
给我工价。
So give me my wage.
那不然就罢了。
And if not, then refrain.
那他们就给他30块。
And so they weighed out 30 pieces of silver.
13节。
Verse 13.
这三十块怎么样?
And what happened to the 30 pieces of silver?
主就吩咐我说,要把众人所固定美好的价值呢,就丢给窑户,你不要,你不要把这,你这个钱不要留在你这里。
And the Lord said to me, throw it to the potter and do not leave this money with you.
这他们给你这个钱呢,就给窑户好了。
And so the money that you were paid, you have to give it to the potter.
所以他就把这三十块钱呢,在主的殿中呢,就给了窑户了。
And so he took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them into the house of the Lord for the potter.
这个窑户就是在烧窑的，就是做瓦器的，做了以后呢，要烧窑的。
And so the potters are the ones that's making potteries.
那可能是神的殿中需要一些日常用的这个器皿呢，要有这个窑户来制作。
And maybe the house of God, they will require certain vessels and potteries needs to be made.
所以这个钱就给他了。
And so this money was paid to them.
这个钱最后是落到窑户的手上。
And so the money ended up in the potter's home.
这个就应验圣经所说的了。
And so this has prophesied what was recorded in the Bible.
我们看马太福音二十七章。
And let's turn to Matthew chapter 27.
犹大卖了主耶稣以后。
So after Judas betrayed Jesus,
看耶稣被定罪，所以就后悔了。
And so after Jesus was condemned, and he regretted.
再看第三节。
And verse 3.
马太福音二十七章第三节。
Matthew chapter 27 verse 3.
他就把这个钱拿回去给祭司长和长老。
And so he brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders.
好了，那犹大呢就把那个钱丢到殿里面了。
And also he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple.
那这个祭司长就说这个钱不可以放在这里啊。
And the chief priest took the money and says that we cannot leave it here.
那第七节他们就商量了，这个钱怎么办？
And so they consulted together and figured out a way.
那这个钱就跟这个窑户买一块田好了。
And so they brought with them the potter's field.
那如果有人客死他乡的话呢，就埋葬在这块田地的。
And so anybody that dies in a foreign land, that will be buried here.
你看看，五百多年前讲的。
And so this was spoken about 500 years ago.
五百年后真的就照这样。
And so 500 years later, it really happened this way.
所以撒迦利亚先知他在这边扮演这个忠心的牧人，就是主耶稣，他是一个好牧人，但是被弃绝。
And so Prophet Zechariah here played a very loyal shepherd, but he was forsaken.
看看，再翻回来，撒迦利亚书第十一章。
And let's turn back to Zechariah chapter 11.
五分钟之内要把这四节讲完。
And we have to finish this within 5 minutes, the four verses.
那我讲快一点，你们就听快一点了。
And so I will speak a little faster, so please listen a little quicker.
两根拐杖嘛，已经折断一只了。
And so there was two staffs and one was broken.
再来把这个称为连锁的那根拐杖呢，也把它折断了。
And the other one that was called bond that was also broken.
那就是合一呢，已经被破坏了。
And so the covenant was broken.
这个以色列跟犹大两个国家这个兄弟情谊呢就破坏掉。
And so the brother relationship between Israel and Judah was broken.
十五节。
Verse 15.
那么再扮演另外一个不忠心的牧人。
He also played a disloyal shepherd.
这里说愚昧的牧人。
And it says that you're a foolish shepherd.
他兴起一个牧人。这个牧人是不看顾这个上网的，不寻找分散的，不医治受伤的，不牧养强壮的，只是要吃肥羊的肉，撕裂他们的体啊。
He will raise up a shepherd in the land who will not care for those who are cut off, nor seek the young, nor heal those that are broken, nor feed those that are still damned, but he will eat the flesh of the fat and tear their hoofs in pieces.
那十七节。
17.
这些无用的牧人，这不忠心的，他们丢弃羊群，有灾祸了。
And so woe to the worthless shepherd who leaves the flock and then.
那这个刀要临到他的肩膀和右眼上。
A sword shall be against their arm and against the right eye.
他的棒臂必全然枯干。
His arm shall completely withered.
他的眼睛也要失明。
And his right eye shall go, should be totally blinded.
这个对牧人来讲，这是最重的伤害。
And so to the shepherd, this is the most severe punishment.
就是神要追讨这个不忠心的牧人他所犯了这个罪。
And so God will be pursuing after this disloyal shepherd and his sin.
他们弃绝 这个主耶稣。
They have forsaken Lord Jesus Christ.
而且当时候，你看祭司长啊，那些长老啊，把主耶稣硬硬推到十字架上去。
And the priests and the elders at the time, they forcefully pushed Jesus onto the crucifix.
他们也用很多人间的遗传呢，加在人的肩膀上。
And they have also used many urban legends to be placed on the burdens of men.
当时候那套信仰已经是没有生命了。
And so the faith at the time is not alive anymore.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
And Jesus said that I am the way and the truth and the life.
他的道路是指着当时候的罗马的道路。
And so the way is referring to the Roman roads.
罗马道路哈，罗马条条道路通罗马。反过来讲，罗马有条条道路通到世界各地，他统治的版图的当中。
And all roads leads to Rome, and on the contrary, Rome leads to many other different places in the world.
但是没有一条回到神那里的路。
But there's not road that will go back to the way of the Lord.
主耶稣说，我就是回到父那里去的那条路。
And Lord Jesus said that I am the road that leads back to the Father.
真理
，truth.
当时候是希腊化的文化。
And at the time was the culture of the Hellenists.
就是哲学。
And this is philosophy.
主耶稣对他们提出挑战。
And so Jesus brought his challenge to them.
哲学里面没有真理。
And so within philosophy, there is no truth.
真理不是用哲学来看的。
And truth is not viewed as a way of philosophy.
主耶稣就是真理。
And so Jesus is the truth.
所以我们听主的话。
And so we have to listen to the words of the Lord.
主的话就是真理。
The words of the Lord is the truth.
在逻辑里面，在哲学里面，费了老半天，一辈子。找不到真理。
And they have spun around in their entire life and philosophy, and they
cannot
find the truth. Life
是针对当时候破烂不堪的犹太教。
And this is being directed to the Jewish race at the time.
提出挑战。
And brought against challenges.
是宗教信仰要带给人生命。
And religious faith needs to bring people life.
他们反而杀害人的生命。
And but you're in.Instead, you're slaughtering other people's lives.
瞎子领瞎子掉到坑里头去。
And the blind leading the blind will fall into the pit.
所以主耶稣来做一个信仰的改革。
Jesus came to make a minor adjustment.
他就是道路、真理、生命。
So he's the way, truth, and life.
啊，他是一个好牧人。
He's a good shepherd.
但是被弃绝。
But he was forsaken.
那不忠心的牧人呢
？But the disloyal shepherd.
像当时候的长老这些祭司。
And just like the elders and the priests,
他们也要被刑罚。
And so they will be punished.
啊，所以这一段话呢，就是在主耶稣那个时代应验的。
And so this passage, really revealed during the time of Christ.
那今天我们读了这段圣经
，After we have read this passage,
再一次的冲击我们。
Again, this has impacted us.
主耶稣说他是好牧人，我们要效法他。
And Lord Jesus said that he's a good shepherd, and we have to follow him.
我们要以这个不忠心的牧人作为我们的见解。
And we have to treat this disloyal shepherd as our admonition.
要尽心尽我们的本分。
And we have to try our best to fulfill our duties.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.